Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And it's time for a brainstorm.
Today, I am talking about Violet Jessop, who was known as Miss Unsinkable. She was a stewardess on many of the big shipping lines in the early 1900s. She was born in Argentina, but she was of Irish descent. And so when her father got sick and died, her family moved back to Ireland and her mom went to sea as a stewardess to support the family because there were 9 children. Violet was the oldest. And when Violet's mom started getting sick, Violet took her place. And so in 1908, at the age of 21, she went to sea for the first time for the Royal Mail Line. And in 1910, she started working for the Olympic as a stewardess. And she was on board on September 20th in 1911 when the Olympic collided with the British warship HMS Hawke. There were no fatalities and the ship didn't sink, and she survived that, went on to work, continued working as a stewardess. So in April of 1912, she was on the Titanic. She was 24 at the time, and 4 days into that, we know what happened to the Titanic. She was aboard. And the reason she survived that is because she was from Argentina and she's Irish. And so they pulled her up and used her as this example of how to behave for the non-English speakers. She was a cultural example of this is the way you should be behaving. So she survived when many others in her range of staff probably didn't. So survived the Titanic sinking, went back to sea. She continued working as a stewardess. And this time in 1916, she went to sea for the British Red Cross on the Britannic, which had been converted to a hospital ship. The Britannic, of course, also sank. And she was on that sailing. It sank in the Aegean Sea due to an unexplained explosion. It went down in 55 minutes, killing 30 out of the 1,000 or more passengers on board. Amazingly, Violet, she took a little break, only for a few years, though. By 1920, she was back working as a stewardess. She appears to have worked until about 1950 and survived into 1971. She died of congestive heart failure at the age of 83. She survived the Olympic, the Titanic, and the Britannic. Isn't that amazing?
I don't know if that's amazing or kind of spooky.
Yeah.
Like, if I was her shipmate, you know.
Yeah, I would not want to sail with her.
I don't know. I would be a little concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Or then is she just a really good luck thing? You know,
maybe.
When you hit the 1940s and you're thinking, well, you know, she's clearly sucked up all the bad mojo. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's all gone.
Pretty amazing. She does have memoirs if you want to read more. There's some pretty interesting stories that went with it. But this is Brain Fart. You just get a little tidbit with this one. Want to hear more? We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.